Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County this morning as we come to you once again at 9 a.m. on this beautiful Thursday morning here from the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we're sitting in the old clerk's office. Got some, my room's been beautified this morning. I've got a bunch of young ladies with me this morning. I know the other day when Kristen and Haley come in, I thought we had contestants from Miss Clay County, but they corrected me and said that wasn't right. But it's great to have those folks with us. But once again, like I said, we come to you each Thursday morning here on WVFB FM, live and in living color on your radio dial, which is turned to 101.5, of course. And you might want to get on the party line and tell your neighbors to tune in. Or they can tune in again this afternoon, this evening at 6 p.m., when it will be in here, and maybe in a few days, a week or so, this will be streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site, which has a whole library full of our shows, which they have so graciously agreed to keep for us. Let's see, this morning we've got some folks coming in. We're going to talk about the closing of the fair. A couple of weeks ago we talked about the opening of the fair, and much anticipation then, and a little bit of nervousness and that type of thing. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes, and we will get started. John, come in.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get started with the fair, Mr. Russell West is here, and I've got to be careful not to call him by his brother's name, is here to talk just for a few minutes about the fishing rodeo coming up this weekend at Horse Creek. Russell, if you would, please.
Yeah, we've got the Kevin Watson Memorial Fishing Tournament coming up this Saturday, the 12th. What we do, we all meet down at Horse Creek Marina, and around 6 o'clock we'll start registering everybody and eating, and then blast off, start fishing from 7, weigh-ins at 1 o'clock that night. Thomas, this will be our 13th year of having this tournament. And we were figuring it up the last time we all got together. And this tournament, all the money goes to a scholarship that's given in memory of Kevin. And we give away around $30,000. Every year we give at least one, sometimes up to three scholarships, just depending on how the tournament did the year before. And last year I think we had the best turnout we'd ever had, and I don't know if it was partially due to COVID because nobody had ball games, kids weren't traveling, nobody was on vacation, but we had 37 boats last year and like 97 fishermen.
That's a pretty good night. And if you've never enjoyed night fishing on Dale Holloway, this is an excellent opportunity to come and do that. We don't have a limitation on the number of people that can be in this thing, either, do we, Russell?
No, we, as many people as you can fit in the boat, we let fish. It's $25 a person to get in the tournament. There's no money actually given for the tournament, just trophies and bragging rights for the next year, but we do offer a side pot and have a small mouth and large mouth pot, $5 a person. Now, everybody that's in your boat has to enter to be qualified, you know, because it's the boat technically wins, not just the person that catches the fish. But last year we had, I think it was $460 for smallmouth and like $470 in the pot for largemouth. I'm trying to find the results from last year. Looks like Kelly Spivey, Toopy Kerr, and Alan Sharp won the smallmouth last year with an under 16 inch that weighed 1.9 pounds. And a couple of years ago, nobody was catching smallmouth, and I think .6 won the tournament, you know. So it's just, you never know on the smallmouth, kind of depending on how those fish are doing that year, because it seems like most of the fishermen, they go after the largemouth anyway. The largemouth that won last year, I'll have to find it, because it was, let's see, Derek Anderson, Chad Davis, and Brian Burchett. They had a 4-point, right at 4.5-pound largemouth. So, you know, it was a big fish. Last year, Denton Hummel, Joe Watkins, and David Beatty won the tournament with 20.22 pounds. So it was, they had a lot of big fish.
Yes, they did. And you know, like I said, this is a fun night. And I know, of course, in memory of Kevin was one of my students back when I was teaching years ago, an outstanding young man, great sense of humor, just a great, great young man that left us much too early, and this is a extremely great way to honor his memory by helping our students here to continue their education.
Yeah, we have a good time. I think everybody enjoys just getting around and eating. We'll cook 60, or I think it's roughly 60 pound of fish and fries and hush puppies, and we fed about 120 people last year. So even if they're not fishing, as long as we ask that all the fishermen get to eat before anybody else eats, but you know, if there's any left over, then you know, we ask them to make a donation, and they eat with us also.
It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend, and looks like Saturday, I don't know, but I think maybe the rain is supposed to be moved out by then, maybe.
That's our hope. Our plans, we're already thawing fish out today and tonight. So, you know, once we thaw it out, we're going to eat no matter what. And the ones that want to keep fishing if it does rain. But right now it looks like the weather's finally going to work out for the best for us.
And it looks like it'll be a great night for night fishing on Dale Hollow Lake. And if you haven't tried that, go try it. One of the most exciting sports there is around is night fishing on Dale Holloway. Russell, have you got anything else for us?
I believe that's it.
All right. We appreciate you coming by. And with that, we're going to take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, and come back. And we're going to talk to a bunch of folks here about the Clay County Fair, which just completed last Saturday night. Thank you, Russell, for being with us.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so thrilled to have all these folks with us this morning to talk about the Clay County Fair, which just completed the other night. And we're going to start with Ms. Carla Rich, who is, I don't know what your title, I think you were just the person in charge of the fair this year, which is a new chore for her, and lots of new folks helping work on things this year, and it all fell in place. I know Carla was just a little bit nervous the first night, but everything kind of fell in place and had a great, great week, even though the weather didn't cooperate completely.
Yes.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, it did fall into place. We had a little bit of a damp week, but we kind of picked up and went on, and even though we had to cancel a few of our events that we had planned, I feel like that we had lots more for things for people to see and do, and it turned out really well. I just want to say a big thanks to everybody that helped put this on, because it's a really big undertaking, and I know those folks, you know, they sacrifice their own time and with their families and things. So I appreciate our board for everything that they do. You know, they're not compensated one bit for all of their time and their mileage and that sort of thing. And I just appreciate them. I know everyone does. We had a good fair Tuesday night. Our numbers were up. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, our numbers were down, which was not a surprise because of our weather. But then on Saturday night, we had probably one of our biggest nights we've ever had. And for those of you that had to sit in the traffic coming in, we apologize for that, but we were not expecting that kind of a boom, and we'll take that and learn from it. And next year, we'll have even more people taking up money at the gate and try to get everybody in a little more quickly.
They could have avoided that by coming by the Moss Arcot Road from that Moss, couldn't they, coming in the other way?
Well, that might have helped a little bit, and, you know, we're looking into lots of options, maybe even having like a shuttle from somewhere.
Yeah.
So that would help on our parking issues, too. I know that some of you, you know, got a little muddy out there in the parking area, and we had to push a few cars out, but everybody just worked together like they always do in Clay County, and we just went forward with it. We did have some events before the fair started. We had our pageant. We had a marble tournament, so those were both successful. And our Ferris of the Fair, Layla Boyce, she was there at the fair just every time I turned around. She was at lots of events helping, and we appreciate her. She did a good job. We also had a senior day during the day on Tuesday. Most people didn't realize that. That was part of the fair, and we had a full room down there for that. But we had lots of new things at our fair this year.
I had to go to the senior event. I had to prove my age, make sure.
Oh, I see.
I really enjoyed it.
It was a good event.
Lots of folks down there.
Good. Some of the things that we had this year that were new, Tuesday night we had herding demonstrations, and those were border collies that herded ducks and some sheep, and they were called the Quack Pack, and they were from Livingston, and I just thought they did a great job. They were very entertaining to watch, and hopefully they'll come back and be with us again. If you missed them this year, maybe you'll see them next year.
And that video may still be floating around out
there. Yes, there is a video that's been posted on Facebook of the things that they did. They could actually herd ducks into a hula hoop in the center of that arena, which is just amazing. We also had chainsaw carving there. We had a balloon artist. We had, of course, helicopter rides. We had an open mic night for music. the Department of Forestry showed up and had some really amazing exhibits there near the playground. We had a photo stop just inside the entrance. There was a decorated bench where you could sit with your family and take a picture to help you remember your night at the fair. We had the Clay County Anglers, which partnered with the fish hatchery, and they had a big tank there with some live fish in it that people could see and kids could feed. We also had a huge Farmer for a Day exhibit in the large exhibit hall, and that was Friday and Saturday nights. And we had little chicks that were hatching in an incubator there. We had a hay maze and a corn pit and just many, many other exhibits in there and things for them to do. So if you miss that this year, be sure and look for that next year, because I think that will be making a return.
All right. And on my little note here, the rodeo on Saturday night.
Yes, yes. It is really a crowd pleaser. I tell you, I looked around and there was hardly an empty seat to be had around that arena. People just love watching that rodeo, and they are so good at what they do, and it was so entertaining. And I'm just very happy that we have a local company that can come and put that on for us.
Okay, and did we get the lawnmower pull in finally?
Yes, we did get the lawnmower pull in. I know I was there at the fairgrounds about 1:30 a.m. Saturday night, and they were still pulling. So they are real troopers, and they have a big turnout.
Okay. Now, are we ready for someone else?
We are. We have with us Alexandra Hammock, and she was a participant in our open mic night, and we're going to let her give us her thoughts about the fair.
Hi. Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I was very honored to be invited to come up. I'm an Overton County girl, and it was awesome coming up to Clay County and really just experiencing the community and the welcomeness that they extended to me. It was super fun to sing. Everybody was so respectful and attentive, and it was a great experience, and it was so much fun to be up there.
Are you going to maybe try to do this again sometime or other, come over and join us for some of the things going on here in Clay County?
Well, I would absolutely love to. You say the word, and I'm here.
And I know along that line, I know a lot of the folks listening there said, I heard a couple of people say, well, boy, she sure can sing, but I don't recognize those lyrics. Is there a reason why they may not have recognized your lyrics?
Yes, sir. Every single song I sung was an original. I sung original songs that night, which was super fun for me, and it was a good experience getting them out there, too.
Now, along that line, you write those lyrics.
Yes, sir.
And we have a very famous songwriter here in Clay County, and a lady named Lola Jean Dillon, who used to write for Loretta Lynn.
Oh, wow.
All of those folks. And she would just sit down and do things. Do these things, mm-hmm. do they come to your mind in verses or a harmony to begin with? Or
honestly, it all just depends on the song. Sometimes I'll just sit behind my piano or my guitar, and I'll just start plucking out something. I'll start playing, and I'll just go with it from there, start singing whatever just flows. And then sometimes I'll start with the lyrics, you know, just something that comes to my head, something I'm going through. And usually it's just kind of a story that I create. It's not about anything or anyone in particular. It just kind of happens.
How quickly do you have to write it down?
I usually have to write it pretty quick. I've got my phone on hand. I go straight to the Notes app or to the voice recording, and I sing it in. Yes, sir.
Hey, Alexandra, it's been a pleasure. It was a pleasure having you here that night, and my pleasure being able to work with you, and everything went pretty good. And like I said, the folks really enjoyed having you here, and we will be inviting you back, and we'll be watching out for you. Maybe, you know, one of these days you'll be performing on this circle somewhere else, got this hardwood in the middle of somewhere like that.
Well, that's the dream, sir. That's the dream. And it was my pleasure to be here, too. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And it's great when I know we have some other young folks, mm-hmm. when we get folks as young as you or even younger that are willing to put themselves out in the spotlight and perform for people in various ways. Not just those that can throw a round ball through a hoop or anything like that. That use the thoughts and the words of their mind.
Yes,
we
sir.
We really appreciate you being here with us that night.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me. It was a great experience.
Okay. Now, over to the main microphone here, I guess. Are you going next?
I guess I am.
Well, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jelena Birdwell. Of course, I teach at the Solana K-8. And we went to the fair on Friday night and Saturday night, and they had the helicopter rides. And so when I saw them on Friday night, I was like, yeah, I want to do that. So we went back again on Saturday night, and that's the first thing that we did.
Had you ever ridden a helicopter before?
No, sir.
You hadn't?
I have not. That's the first time I've ever flown. So now I can say, hey, I've flown in a helicopter, or rode in a helicopter.
Well, now, what all did you see up in the helicopter ride?
Okay, so there was like three different things that you could choose from. You could ride around the fair, or you could ride around the city, or you could take the lake trip. And since one of our favorite things to do is to go up on the lake, that's what I wanted my children to be able to remember, so we took the lake trip.
Okay, and how long did these rides last?
I guess it was about 10 minutes. So Nathan and Joseph, they went first, and then me and Sadie, we went second, and it was a really neat experience.
So, and you didn't get nervous or anything?
Oh, no. I mean, this pilot, he was just, 24, but his name was Noah Farley, and he was such a sweetheart.
Did you see me standing out on the balcony waving at you and you went by?
Yes, I sure did.
That was a very, very, very popular part of the fair this year, because I think we had, two helicopters down there, and they ran constantly, and I still, I really can't figure out. I know they were still riding them after dark.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what they saw after dark.
Well, I guess when we got there, it was like right before sunset, so I have some really good pictures that I took on my camera, and then, of course, the one of Sadie and her face that just, I'll probably go and have that one blown up.
Save it for posterity.
Yes.
Okay, and now the rest of the fair, did you have a big time?
Oh, yeah. Besides the mud, of course, but it was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a little short break and for a commercial, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us, and thank you for sharing your experiences with everyone.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We have another guest here sitting nearest to me, and that is Ms. Kristen Clements Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pleasure having her back with us again this morning. Of course, she is with the Extension Service down at the Community Center, which is part of the University of Tennessee. And along that line, University of Tennessee baseball team looks like they may be going to the NCAA.
All right.
Yeah. Finals this year, maybe. So, and I think that they're having the Super Regional up at the Knoxville this weekend. That's the Lindsey Nelson. Stadium up there, and I think I heard this morning on the news that they're not going to sell any tickets to this weekend's ball games until 90 minutes before game time.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're going to come from Memphis, I guess you're going to drive all the way nearly here to try to get you a ticket, and then
I'm
decide whether you go back home or go
that
on.
Night. Yeah. Staying the night.
Well, Kristen, I know you were sort of involved last week.
Yeah, so the Clay County Extension Office and the 4-H'ers were super busy last week. Our main things that we did at the fair last week were the livestock shows. We had a swine show, a sheep show, a goat show, and a beef show. And I have Ms. Kendall Hamilton here with me to talk about some of these. But as far as the shows, I think we had one of the biggest turnouts but in a while. Hopefully it'll just keep getting bigger. We had 40 swine entries, 60...
Did you have maybe a 41st entrance? Was there an ugly duckling in the bunch?
Maybe. It could have been. We had about 40 swine entries, about 60 sheep entries, 20 goat entries, and 15 beef entries. So we had really good turnouts at our shows, and we just appreciate all the exhibitors and the people that were in the stands supporting all the youth. And we also have lots of sponsors that helped us put on the show and make the show great for all the kids and everything. We had the Clay County Cattlemen's Association, the Clay County Fair Association, our extension office, Barky Beaver, provided all the shavings for the livestock barn, and Purina actually provided all the major awards for the major winners. So we appreciate all the sponsors and exhibitors and everybody who came to support all the youth. So,
now you piqued my interest a little bit on the swans. Now, I'm exactly what do you do at a livestock show with a swan?
Oh, swan.
Oh, I thought you said swan. Now, did I not see some poultry entries of some kind or other there one night?
There were some poultry in the exhibit hall. We actually had Mr. Richard Sparks. He brought his rooster named Big Boy, and he let all the kids play with Big Boy. So that was really fun and neat for the kids.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah.
But now let's get back to the swine show.
Okay.
The that was one of the rainy nights, I know. Didn't have a tremendous crowd probably, but what about the show turnout? For the show
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we had over 40 swine entries, so that was quite a bit of kids from all over the state. We actually invited everyone in the state to come to our Clay County Fair show, and we also had lots of people entering livestock from Kentucky as well.
All right. Now, do you have maybe a list of some of the classes and winners?
I don't with me, but we can talk to Miss Kendall over here. I believe she exhibited some swine and sheep. So, Miss Kendall.
All right. So, did you win a prize?
I showed a gilt, and she got first in her class.
And what class? Now, what is a gilt class? What is a gilt?
It's a girl pig who hasn't had a litter of piglets yet.
All right. I knew that. But I got to check, see if you know these things. Just exactly, how do you go about showing your guild at the show? And what all is judged since you're a contestant? Now, what are you working toward? What are the things you work on to get your animal ready?
Oh, well, you show by weight, so...
We had several classes.
We had several weight classes, and I had a small gilt, so I was in one of the first classes.
All right, now, and you won first. Do you know the name of some of the other winners we had in the livestock down there, all right, offhand?
From Clay County, we had Miss Kendall Hamilton, and we had Ben Likens that showed. We also had Aaron Meadows and Faith Burke. So those were the four exhibitors from Clay County. Oh, and Miss Ellie White also. Miss Ellie won Grand and Reserve champion at the show. So we had five from Clay County, and the rest were from around the state.
And I know... Andy shows her pigs she shows her pigs around everywhere, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
You know, so we really had a kind of a statewide swine beauty contest.
Absolutely, yeah. Talking about a beauty contest, we had a beautiful judge for our swine show. Miss Cora Key, a Clay County native, was our swine show judge. She grew up here in Clay County. She participated in every 4-H event possible, exhibited her swine everywhere, and also went on to the University of Tennessee to be on their judging team, and now she is actually the assistant judging coach. So she did a fabulous job. And also, Mr. Garrett Franklin was our sheep judge. So he's also from Clay County, and he is on the livestock judging team at UT at the moment as well. So we appreciate them for coming.
So alumni.
Yeah.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Of the 4-H program here.
Absolutely.
And two very, very, very excellent members that have been on our show a number of times in the past year when they were in high school. And it's great, you know, when we can follow up and look at the things that they accomplished in their collegiate days. And I think they're both about ready to get out into the wide, wide world now.
I think they're getting close.
Getting close for them.
Yeah.
How does that feel, Kristen, when you leave the confines of the 4 years of the University of Tennessee and come back to Clay County to be the 4-H person?
You know, it really flies by when you're graduating high school. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? You go to college, it flies by, and then I was super, super blessed to be able to come back to my home county and get the job that I had always longed for. So I love my job.
And, all right, have you got anything else for us now?
So we also, Clay County 4-H wants to thank everybody who stopped at our lemonade stand throughout the week. We had a huge turnout at our lemonade stand, and those funds are used for several events and activities our 4-H'ers get involved in. And Miss Kendall was actually one of the head honchos of running our lemonade stand this week. Did you have fun running the lemonade stand?
Yeah, it was busy, but we had fun.
So that's a major fundraiser that we do.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where did you learn how maybe to work in a food business organization? Have you ever been around one before growing up or anything?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You never did work in a little fast food place or stand around and watch grandma work in one of those kind of places or anything like that?
She likes lemonade.
And she did a great job selling lemonade.
Absolutely.
And okay, now, you know, the lessons to be learned there, you know, when you give responsibility to, you're what, an upcoming freshman or sophomore?
Freshman.
Upcoming freshman. And to have the responsibility to do something like that, I mean, that is a very, very important life lesson, isn't it, Kristen?
Absolutely. That's what 4-H tries to teach, is all those life skills that you need to carry throughout your life. So that's the good thing about 4-H.
All righty. I'll tell you what, we've got a couple of birthdays. They haven't got very many birthdays today. Our phone line must have been down or something. But we have two anniversaries today.
Ooh.
We have Donnie and Margie Boone celebrating an anniversary this past week. And also, I guess Kendall Willis called in for her ma and pa, Liz and Sherman Brown, who celebrate a birthday this past week. And we'll be using our handy-dandy selection. We'll probably flip a coin this morning to see who wins the anniversary cake today. With that, we're going to take a little short break. We'll come back, and I'm going to give Kristen time to catch her a few thoughts and may let her talk a little bit more. We've got some. We still got Miss Claudia Bailey here with us. Claudia, excuse me, West. I'm bad about that. Kristen knows and others. Yeah. Getting married doesn't change her last name to me sometimes. But we'll be back just in a moment.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter bill from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, Kristen, I think maybe you've got a couple more things that you want to talk to folks about.
Yeah, so I have one more youth thing I'd like to talk about. The Junior Fair Board, we actually have had a Junior Fair Board each year when we do the fair. And this year we had 10 to 15 youth, and they helped out at all events at the fair. I do not have a list of all their names, but there were several youth. And I'm super proud of all the things that they helped with and showed up for, because they are the future of our community. So it's important to get them involved and show them what it means to be a citizen and to get out there and help and everything. So
that is very, very important. I know yesterday Mr. Kevin Donaldson brought by his incoming freshman group that are going to be doing the welding program, and they did a tour of the building here, and they're when we asked for a show of hands for the youngsters that had been in this building before. I think there were maybe 9 or 10 of them, and I think maybe 3 of them had actually been in the building before for some type of activity that we have here. And, you know, I think it's very, very important if we're going to preserve the past, that it's people that are Kendall's age, people even younger than that, that become familiar with their history, their heritage, and keep traditions and things alive.
Absolutely.
And that is one of the great things, that being a member of things like the fair board, where you get out and you meet people. And one of the greatest things about that is if you're my age and you stop one of them and you stand there and you guys talk for a few minutes and just talk, then the last thing you say is, you know, well, bring those dreams and aspirations back home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now, have you completed? I know you got one more.
I do. I always have a list of things to talk about. We want to thank everybody who came to support all of the food vendors that were at the fair. We had, in the concession stands, we had our youth league. We also had the snow shack from Livingston set up with their snow cones. We had, of course, our 4-H lemonade stand. We had Triple J's Fish and More, and oh my goodness, their fish was delicious. I don't know if you had a plate, but they loaded you down. I was so stuffed. They were delicious. I think they're close to Scottsville, Kentucky is where they came from. We had the Backyard Cafe, which was the little burger shack's Tammy's husband, I believe, runs that. And we also had Roland O Pizza, and they're from Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Am I missing anybody? But they all did a fabulous job, and we appreciate them coming in, setting up, and providing everybody with their amazing food.
And there's nothing at all really like fire food.
Exactly.
Of course, I know that the James gang, that they bring their food vendors. And their Polish sausage and all those type things.
Yeah.
And it just makes a great family fun night here for Clay County. And,
absolutely.
And we really thank all of you guys that helped make this possible. And with that, I think I'm going to take a little short break. I'm going to come back. We're going to let Miss West come up, and she's going to talk about what she was involved down there last week. With that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card,
turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your car by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Right now, we've kind of shifted seats again. Ms. Claudia West is here, and I know she's got a list of things that she wants to talk about and that folks know about that took place down at the fair. See, now we're taping all this stuff, and we're going to use this for promo stuff next year, Ms. Carla. Is that going to be all right?
I just want to start off by saying thank you to the Fair Board for allowing me to set up a booth for the Clay County Educational Foundation. It's the foundation that promotes early literacy. We work with Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. It's for kiddos ages 0 to 5 to get free books. And I also want to thank Miss Laura Smith and Miss Laura McLaren and my daughter Maylee for helping me at that booth. We set up a free game for the kids to come by as they entered into the fair, and we had prizes and books and things to help with that. It also allowed us to introduce a summer program that the public library is having to give away prizes and stuffed animals and books.
And I think they have a weekly notice in the newspaper of things that are going on at the library each week, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah.
And there's always activities there for the youngsters.
Absolutely.
And the oldsters.
Absolutely. Also, just being able to be out and see people in the community and support each other was amazing. And it gave us all an opportunity to kind of reconnect after COVID. So I'm just so thankful that the Fair Board put the fair together and so many people came out, even in the rain and mud. It didn't keep people away.
Did you have any special moments during that week? Now, let's... somebody come by and reminded you of something, or...
something specific? Well, there was tons of rides. My kids enjoyed the rides, and the adults even enjoyed the rides. The big kids, little kids, everything like that. So there was optimal opportunity for a lot of people to do a lot of different things, whether it was at their expense or not. The forestry exhibit was amazing. Smokey the Bear was there. I've seen lots of kiddos and families taking pictures with him. There was a replica of a fire tower there, and they also had lots of information and goodies to give away, water bottles, bandanas, and things like that, information to share with the kids.
Okay. Who was there from the forestry department?
Jason Hamilton and Brad Watson. That was in my graduating class. So there was just a lot of people there volunteering, and I feel like that's a service that's needed in our community, and I'm thankful for everyone that was there doing that.
And the foundation, we all know about, of course, the thing that Dolly does, and above and beyond that, you know, here in Clay County, some of the things, are you familiar with some of the programs for young mothers or mothers-to-be that are here in Clay County that are available to them?
Actually, I don't know any specifics for young mothers, but
there are plenty of people that I could get in contact with to help if somebody wants to reach out. I think part of the Dolly Found or Early Leadership Program, and we also go through GILF, which is the governor's program that helps us a lot and allows us to send out these books to kids. So I'm sure there's optimal opportunity there for people to reach out, and we could get them hooked up with somebody that they needed to be.
So we don't have a support group of local citizens to do this, right?
Right.
Which would be a good idea maybe to look in and investigate starting something like that.
Okay.
A peer support group for young mothers, such as yourself.
All right. I'm taking that hint. Yeah, there's lots that we could do by reconnecting in the community with young mothers, just availability for lots of other programs as well, and connect and support each other.
You know, I know we have professional people that do that, but, you know, a lot of times young mothers or, you know, young parents or whatever, you know, they really don't feel comfortable sometimes going to professional things. But, you know, if someone like Claudia comes, let's just say, know who she is and have heard her once or twice before. And, you know, hey, you know, you're not in this by yourself.
Right.
We've all been through this. And here's what we had to do to get through it.
Commonality, yeah, and someone that can they can talk to freely, yeah.
But, you know, Claudia, it's great that you guys were able to set up and get this done, and we really appreciate the work that you do. And sometimes, you know, I know you don't do this for somebody to, you know, to smack you on the back and tell you how great you are, but we really, really do appreciate the hard work that volunteers like you all put into our community. And it's great for you all when you can get out and publicly talk to people at places like the fair. Do you have any idea how many people came by?
We had tons come by that had already signed up for the program, but we got 15 potential children that could possibly be signed up for the program. And we really just need to get it out there because I think we're at 54% of the amount of children that could be signed up for this program. Now, I think there was an additional grant for first through third grade students to get more books through that service. But we just really are trying to get the word out there. And we had some amazing sponsors to step up and help us pay our book bill. Some were just citizens in the community, but both of our local banks, Twin Lakes, Tri-County, TKM, there was just a ton of people that really stepped up and helped us raise the funds that we needed to pay our book bill. So we're thankful for them.
Okay, now you're talking about your book bill. We know that the Reading Foundation of the, you know, every child is going to read.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fund everything that takes place, do they?
No, sir. Every county is responsible for paying their book bill. Dolly provides, like, the computer service, the system, and the books, but we have to pay for them to be delivered to the children in our community. And that's the main reason. I actually signed up as a volunteer and kind of ended up, I guess, running the show, as we say around here, but I don't like to be a leader. I like to be a follower as far as helping and volunteering. I'm not good at directing people, but I can show up and get things done, hopefully. But we had to depend on our local people to do that, and I got involved because it was for all the children in our community. It wasn't a specific sport or club or anything like that. I feel like literacy is very important. Information is important. Anything that we can do for the kids is going to benefit us all in the end.
You know, if you can't read, what can you do?
Right. That's what I tell my own girls. If you can read, you can do anything else.
Right. All right. Thank you for coming by this morning. And yeah, I know you I just thought, I think, where you got something just hit you, right?
I did. I just wanted to mention real quick, and thank the Fair Board again. They hired a balloon artist that came in and made all kinds of cool balloons for the kids that was no charge, and it just gave an extra boost and something fun for them to remember and see that was creative. And also mention the helicopter ride. I think it gave people in the community an opportunity to see things from a different perspective that they may never, ever have the opportunity to do again. So I think it was amazing that they had them come in and provide that for us.
And it really was truly amazing the amount of customers they had. And I think they were open every night, rain, sleet, or snow. Of course, we didn't have any sleet or snow, but they did and provided, like you said, a different perspective of where they lived, looking down from a helicopter at it. And, you know, that kind of hits you. Hey, this place I live in is kind of pretty.
It's beautiful, yeah. And my oldest daughter, she wanted me to say that it was the funnest thing that she had got to do all summer was to be at the fair. She loved getting to work with me at the booth and see everybody and visit with everyone, and she got to spend time with her friends. So last year wasn't just hard on all the grown-ups. The kids were kind of kept away from each other for safe reasons, but it allowed them to get out and have fun and see people smiling and enjoy being a part of the community and getting to do things.
Well,
so I'm thankful for that.
Does your daughter have the personality to do kind of a shy flower that doesn't want to attract any attention or anything like that?
She's like me. She could talk to a fence post. She's definitely got enough Birdwell and Bailey blood running through her veins. She loves to be around people and talk, so...
That's great, and thank you for being here with us this morning. And I'm going to let it real quickly put in a little commercial here, come back, and Miss Carla's going to kind of wind up things, and we'll let her, if she's got a quarter, maybe one of those flip a quarter or something to, I don't know whether I've even got a coin or not, but we will do that and give away a cake. With that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. Patients needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thank you, everyone. Like I said, Ms. Carla Rich is here, and she's going to kind of do a little, I guess, a roundup of things that took place this past week, and looking forward to the next time something like this comes up.
That's right. You know, when I talked earlier, I thanked a lot of people, and I know if I start naming names that I'll miss somebody, and I don't want to do that, but I do want to thank everybody that purchased an ad for our fair book, because that is our major I guess financial contribution in trying to put the fair on. And we actually was able to expand our book this year. We had more sponsors than we had had in the past, more ads, and so that was able to provide the money for us to do some things for our fair goers that we weren't able to do in the past, and we're really grateful to that. We were glad for the James Gang to be back with their food vendors. They always do a very good job for us. All of our judges that came, and our county maintenance guys, they were just all-stars this week and trying to help us keep all the facilities in good shape. And Tanner Rich that works with the park board, he did a great job for us, and we appreciate all those people. And I'll just say this, you know, if anybody was interested in volunteering with the fair, we would love to have you come and talk to us about that. You know, as they say, many hands make light work. And so we would love to have more hands to help us so that we can pay careful attention to all of the details and offer even more of a high-quality experience for the community.
And I do know that, of course, your treasurer is Mr. Dennis Miller, and I do know that he said on Sunday morning that Saturday night made the difference, that the Clay County Fair came out of this week of a little bit of turmoil with the weather in the black, and a little bit of some operating funds to keep going, and which is great, great news, because this wasn't an ideal week for it. It seems like it's kind of like the old horse show we used to have. If it was a real dry summer and you wanted rain, schedule the horse show out on the Salina High School football field, and it would be sure to rain that week. So.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I did just about break nervous during the week. I was so worried that we wouldn't end up being successful, but we did. And I wanted to let everybody know, too, you probably didn't realize that the fair is a competition. And so we actually had judges. Carol Vincent came from Putnam County, and Mike Pelham came from McMinnville to judge our fair. And they have probably a 2 or 3 page scorecard that they use to judge our fair, and they go around and look at everything from the facilities to the parking to the exhibits to the rides and the food and the cleanliness of the fairgrounds, and they give us a score for all that. And so statewide, we are judged against other fairs that are the same size, and so we're really hopeful that we'll get a good score on that. And I also wanted to let you know that Jimmy Comer came from the Wilson County Fair in Lebanon, and if you didn't know, the Wilson County Fair is now becoming the Tennessee State Fair, and he has lots of ideas for how small counties, even like Clay County, can be a part of the state fair. And he wants to give us some space over there for a special county exhibit, and so we're just happy to partner with them and try to, you know, make a good showing at the state fair.
Okay, and I do let folks know that, you know, we do have a permanent website here for the fair, claycountytnfair.org, and on that, we're getting it updated, and it's newly updated. It's a little bit, slimmer and trimmer. There's not a lot of things on there like that. We used to try to run some of the ad things and stuff, but now it's mainly just focused on the fair, and as soon as the administrator gets enough photographs, there's a little bit different procedure on their photographs now. They will be on a photograph page, and they will be in thumbnails, and you can click on the thumbnail and show them full screen on your computer instead of trying to put full screen pictures on the page. Now, we can put, like, I don't know, maybe 50 thumbnails on there, and you can go through and look at everything that took place at the fair. And the thing we try not to do, and that is to personally identify anyone on there. But there's just all kinds of interesting pictures of those folks that won the trophies and the livestock show and things like that. But they're going to be there sometime within the next couple of weeks, as soon as we get all those photographs organized and put on there. So make sure you take a look at that. And it's there, of course, year-round, and hopefully you'll enjoy looking at it.
Well, I really appreciate that. And, you know, you mentioned photographs. The fair even is supposed to make a scrapbook of pictures every year, and that is an additional competition that we are in. So, you know, it's impossible for us to be everywhere all at the same time. So if anyone has any photographs of anything from the fair that you wouldn't mind us sharing with everyone, please just send those to me or get in touch with me, and we'll get those printed out and put in our scrapbook, and that will help us in our competition.
And anyone that social media, that you have pictures that you would like to be placed on there, share those with me on Facebook, and I will download those, and they will make it to the website. I know social media is a moving thing. It doesn't last very long, but the pictures, when we get them here, they'll be here until about this time next year. With that, I think we're about to run out of time. Okay, I'm going to flip a quarter, and you're going to say head or tail, and I'm going to label here. This is a real here now. All right, here we go. Who's going to win, head or tail? I believe it is. Who won?
I believe it is heads.
All right, heads won, and that would be Donnie and Margie Boone. You won the birthday cake. So you need to go over by the chamber office and pick up your card there, take it out, and get you one of those delicious ice cream cakes over at the Dairy Queen. And with that, it's time, I think, we shut everything down here. We've got had a lot of good information today. Appreciate everyone coming by. And we will see you again next week here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And with that, good day, Clay County.